That'll be it. Simi Valley Tonight with Ron Grant with News Talk 1590 KVTA.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. Just last week, the Workforce Development Board announced Ventura County's 2016 Workforce Development Award winners. The Youth Opportunity Award went to business leaders at Macy's Ventura for providing semester-long internships each year. Here to tell us more about it are Victor Dollar, Senior Vice President of Sales for Brighton Management and the Chair of the Workforce Development Board. Also, Karen Clark, Human Resources Manager for Macy's Ventura and also Thousand Oaks. Good morning. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we are going to start off with Victor. Why does the Workforce Development Board want to recognize employers who offer internships for young people?
Well, it's always nice for them to introduce the youth and spend their valuable time. It's so hard now for them to look at a profession and decide what they want to do. With the internships, gives them an opportunity to really sprout their wings and take a look at different professions.
And there's things that kids imagine the job is going to be, and then they find out what it actually is. So the internship provides them the thing like, this is a great career move, or maybe I could try something else.
And that's correct. I mean, I can think of four or five jobs that I had as a youth myself, and always thought I was going to make a career out of it. And here I ended up in the hotel business, which was very unlikely back in those days.
Couldn't imagine it then, but a great career choice.
Absolutely.
Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Macy's works with students from the Transitional Partnership Program, Youth with Barriers to Employment. Tell us about their internship and their experience.
Well, these are actually high school students from the Ventura Unified School District, and we get them and we place them in different areas of the store, so they actually get to learn the fundamentals of being an employee where they wouldn't before. So during the school year, they come in for an hour a day. Some of them work on the dock, some of them work on the selling floor, straightening merchandise. It also gives them an opportunity to look and see what retail is about.
Now, with internships and interns, obviously there's employees. So what do Macy's employees say about working with the interns?
They actually love that because they take them under their wing. They feel like they're mentoring their person, and at the end of the year, they get very excited when somebody graduates from the internship program. In fact, we just hired someone on Monday that was our intern the last two seasons, so very excited.
It's like a big brother, big sister thing. So proud of what you've done and how they've progressed.
Absolutely.
Boy, looking at the hospitality industry, so varied in everything you can do in there. Victor, what kinds of internships are offered by Ventura County businesses, especially in the hospitality industry?
Well, this is a great opportunity, especially for the youth, to take a look at it, because we've got, you know, we offer culinary, we offer engineering, there's sales, you know, there's so many different avenues of likes that maybe the youth can come in and they can start an internship at the front desk and end up at sales department or housekeeping or engineering and find out what direction they really want to go.
Yeah, when you look at these hotels, some of them, they're like mini cities. They have so many things they have to offer people. It just opens up those doors as the possibilities pretty wide.
Absolutely. And believe it or not, I mean, one of our hotels, we actually have some entertainers that actually dress up in costumes like the old Nickelodeon and things like that. So, I mean, we do have everything from air conditioning to sales, again, front desk. There's just so many operational things that you can do.
Now let's go to both of you with this one. We'll start with Karen. What is your advice to an employer who's thinking about starting an intern program? So they have no clue whatsoever. They hear about interns and they want to get some involved with their business. What's their first step?
Their first step would be to contact the Workforce Development Program or with the Ventura Unified School District for the High School Youth Program, the Transitional Partnership Program, and get involved that way. It's a wonderful thing for a business to partake in because these are possibly their future employees, and we hope that they do look to, for us, Macy's, to work, make that their career choice.
So what would you think, Victor?
Same question. I agree. I think the Workforce Development Board can be a very key to them. But we work through the colleges, both Channel Islands, Ventura, Oxnard Colleges, now working on a program with Cal Lutheran. So they can actually go to a counselor there if they can't successfully find someone else. Or they can go directly to the hotel and ask if they offer intern programs, and we can put them in contact with the right party.
When you look at interns these days and getting kids to work, what are the biggest concerns and challenges when you bring kids in, maybe with scheduling and working with them, the attitudes that we had back in our day, as we like to say? What do you see in the kids today?
Well, with our internship, they actually only work an hour a day during because they're high school students, mm-hmm. during their work day. So they only come on days that they are in school. So that part of it doesn't matter. But they do take attendance. They have to be there on time. They get a grade for this. So it is important that they... So it does teach them the fundamentals right from the beginning. What to wear, how to be with customers also, because they have customer contact on the floor.
Interesting. And Victor?
Well, most of our internships are all paid interns. So they've got the same responsibilities as a full-time employee, and they have the same reporting procedures. So it starts them out on a disciplinary plan that we hope that they will continue with their future.
Yeah, with our business, Rich, and I'm sure you might have interned maybe through college in radio, TV.
I did a lot of odd jobs in high school and college, but the internship thing was more difficult, I think, back then. You had to know somebody's uncle to get an internship somewhere. But in radio, in the years since, obviously, in my position as a news director, I've had interns working for us at different times, at different periods of time. And it's great because it also works the other way. You also get the input from somebody, a young person, a fresh look at things from somebody from the outside, and sometimes that can help.
And the other thing that's interesting with the Workforce Development Board that I really, really like, in radio, when you were an intern at first, that means you got lunch and helped them with their Rolodex. Yes, folks, there was a thing called a Rolodex many, many years ago. And it was kind of a funny position they had fight. But this is based through school, so there's a guarantee here that there's going to be growth, there's going to be introduction to an actual working atmosphere, which is really important. And that sounds like you guys are doing that quite well. So again, if somebody wanted to contact you directly and learn more about your program, Karen, how would they do that?
They would go through the Ventura Unified School District for the Transitional Partnership Program.
And Victor, the same way?
Well, they can go through there or the Workforce Development Board. They can also call the Ventura County Lodging Association. We would try to direct them in the proper place.
And the most important thing about the program that you'd like to close with, anything that you'd really like to get through to people, maybe so the parents listening out there would know to motivate their children and get them into a career, at least see if that career is right for them. What would you like to say to those people?
Well, I can say that I would encourage everyone to try something and just to get on some of the disciplinary items, the dress, the being there on time. Those things are very important. I think as a youth, if they gain that young, they'll be successful regardless of what career they go to.
And I think in both your industries, a key thing is you have to learn how to deal with people. You have the public. And for a lot of young people, that's not something they're used to or comfortable with at first. So this helps them, especially with the mentoring going on, helps them learn how to do that, right?
Communication is very, very important, especially hospitality business. And doesn't matter which position you're in the hotel, the communication is critical.
Yeah, there's not an app for that, right? There's actual relationships that you have with people that are really important.
One-on-one.
And that's the key to your business.
Absolutely. That is the key to our business. We have customers that come in that are happy. We have customers that come in that aren't. And we want to turn that around wherever they are into the happy one. So
yeah, what do they say? If you're happy, tell 10 people. If you're not, tell me.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
One of the key things in customer service. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. And for information on how Ventura County businesses can connect with interns, call the Workforce Development Board. That's 805-477-5306. 805-477-5306. And to learn more about Workforce Development Board programs and services, visit their website at workforceventuracounty.org. That's workforceventuracounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
So I want to get one of those costumes. I want to be one of the entertainers over there. That was the one thing that got my attention. Oh, that'd be great. But interning, I never had anything but radio. And I will tell you, in the old days, some of the people were wonderful, and then there's the others. It was interesting. So this program's great because it's monitored through the school, and it opens your possibilities up to many, many different places to work, if you will.
Well, when I was that age, I wish I had been able to take advantage of more of internships to learn different businesses, to be exposed to that. Find out what I was going to like or not like, and to get involved in those things. And also, if you find something you like and you're an intern there and you do a good job, make good contacts for the future.
And they will take you. The other thing is, we had a kid here that was interning, and one of the funniest things ever. But I've been here 6 hours. Whoa! Yeah, it was just funny. And you could tell they hadn't been in the whole idea and concept of working.
Work is like long-distance running. Mm-hmm. If you haven't done it before, you really suddenly go, whoa, this is.
But it ends up being the greatest thing in the world if you find the place that works out for you. So again, Workforce Development Board, 477-5306.
Now, the KVTA News headlines.